This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we have a ton of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering a lot of stories. Of course, the big barn burner story is that we are actually importing from Mexico, in particular Mexicali, with the help of Governor Gavin Newsom, COVID virus positive patients by the hundreds. Ever wonder why there's all of a sudden a spike? Well, first of all, let me explain something to you. Viruses and the life of viruses, and this time of year, by the way, declines rapidly because of the heat in the northern hemisphere. So, you know, to see a spike, they call for a spike. There's never going to be a spike. They know that. But you can, I guess, artificially make it that way by flying in patients, bringing them across the border, then flying them and distributing them by helicopter for various and sundry places. So various counties get tagged with an increase in COVID virus. And then that keeps the whole game going for Gavin Newsom for more federal dollars, which he won't use, of course, for the intended purposes of helping the health and services that need to be given to those patients. He's going to use that money to balance the California budget. You never thought you'd see this sort of thing happening, huh? But this is what's happening in our state of California. And it's going on in Texas. You wonder why there's just so many patients in southern stuff that people are being hospitalized. Well, they're importing them from Mexico. That's what's happening. So we're getting another country's patients, and that's causing the spike in the viruses. Okay, well, you know, we have the lines open, the phone in lines, 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255, if you want to call in and talk about that. Just a few things going on. You know, it's interesting. We are now seeing, and this is so aptly appropriate, we are now seeing the Star-Spangled Banner being attacked. We said this was going to happen the other day. We brought this out because there was a Tulsa, you may remember this, there was a Tulsa soccer club that said they're going to stop playing Star-Spangled Banner because of a reference of slavery in one of the verses, I think the third verse. Okay, we're going to look up the third verse, and we're going to try to get some history on this. We haven't done that yet, but they say it's racist. It's racist. Anything that says racism, right? And or it might even refer to cleaning up slavery, by the way, the abolitionist. Because, you know, if you are an abolitionist, as we saw with the colonel in, I think it was Wisconsin? No, it was Minnesota. Anyway, a colonel in the Civil War, he died fighting against slavery, and he was an abolitionist. But that didn't matter. They tore his statue down. They took his head off and kicked his head down the road and then finally threw it in the lake. That's what goes on with these folks. Yeah. Of course, the emancipation statue in Washington, D.C., of Abraham Lincoln, they wanted to tear down. They promised at 7 o'clock last night they were going to tear down that. So the tear down culture that we have here in destroying American history, which is what they're after. Okay, so they're trying to do that now. They're going after the Star-Spangled Banner. Okay, we love the Star-Spangled Banner, don't we? But, you know, they start doing that in Tulsa at their little soccer club there. Is that a shock to you? Do you find that shocking? There's an article now on Gateway Pundit. It says, if the growth and fervor of President Trump's student movement is any indication, then that Star-Spangled Banner does yet wave. Talking about turning point now. Turning point. One of our New Californians was there the other night. Turning point. Against a culture of political backdrop characterized by a wave of political violence and property damage perpetrated by ongoing BLM and Antifa protests that have marred many America's major metropolitan area, President Trump began his 1.5-hour address at Turning Point USA and Students for Trump's Action Rally, stating that thank you for bravely defending our nation and values and our great American heroes. You are on the front lines of a tremendous intellectual struggle for our country. You are fighting against a left-wing ideology that seeks to purge all voices of dissent, and the radical left demand absolute conformity. President Trump's opening statements were more like a historic clarion call, eliciting inspirational reactions from the young attendees, mostly composed of high school and college-age students who descended on Phoenix, Arizona from around the country yesterday to hear President Trump speak, filling the Dream City Church Auditorium to maximum capacity with 300 attendees. According to the Students for Trump founder Ryan Fortnier, this youth movement can be described as one of the most aggressive political outreach movements, encompassing millions of students who are mobilized to fight for President Trump this fall. It says, if the turnout and unabashed enthusiasm of this student rally is any measure, the conservative youth demographic has expanded since the 2016 presidential election, when the candidate Trump won just one-third of young voters, according to Tufts University Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement study published about the election in late 2016. Given the increased employment, economic opportunity, and overall confidence that the Trump administration has indisputably attained for this key demographic over the course of the last 3.5 years, it's only logical to assume that he will inspire a larger percentage of the Generation Z and millennial demographic to vote for him in November. President Trump stated, "You will not be silenced. You are the courageous warriors standing in the way of their goals, standing for freedom," which elicited immediate chants of USA, 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 USA. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on that one. From the eager attendees, the radical left hates everything we stand for. The left-wing mob is trying to demolish our heritage, desecrating monuments, censoring dissenters, and the behavior of totalitarianism and tyrants. Their goal is a sickness, he underscored. Now they are after George Washington and the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, Ulysses S. Grant, and some of them don't even know who they are. How about Gandhi or Churchill? We have to cherish and understand our history, both good and bad, because if we don't understand our history, it could all happen again. Didn't Santa Ana say that? If you forget your history, you're bound to repeat it. That's a fact. And here we are. Have we forgotten the history of World War II? Have we forgotten the history of what brought about World War II? The Adolf Hitlers, the Lenins. And of course, what happened before the Civil War? Shockingly, the Communist Manifesto was developed in 1848. I want you to sit on that one and think about it. The Declaration of Independence, 1776, gave new light and meaning to God-given rights around the world. And you know what? People took it to heart. Because the entire Western Hemisphere, in South America and Central America, people got together and wanted their independence. And they followed the American lead. And they declared independence from the colonizers. And they created a constitution for themselves. And they formed republics so that people would have a representative government. And now they want to tear that down. The colonizers are back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Bill Barr is on it. Don't think he's not. And Lindsey Graham is not on it. Lindsey Graham. Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Senator Lindsey Graham rips President Trump again for visa ban. Claims it has a negative impact on the economy. Because, you know, we don't want to import any more people. We just need the COVID virus, folks. They're sick. They're coming over. I like the way that Gavin Newsom just approves people from Mexico coming across the federal border. Because he can, right? Because he doesn't recognize the federal government. Except give us your money. That's what's going on. Do you believe this? I'm still perseverating on the story from the last hour. I mean, how can you do that? How can you make a mistake about that? Okay, it says, we will be making decisions in the next few weeks about actions on that. Bill Barr on an antitrust investigation of all major internet platforms. Shocking. Shocking. During the interview, it says, with Michael Knowles on The Verdict on Thursday. During the interview, Barr told the Texas senator that the DOJ had scores of indictments filed against the far-left criminals who committed violence during the recent far-left riots across the country. Bill Barr was also asked about the continued censorship of conservative voices. The Trump AG responded, "We have antitrust investigations of all the major internet platforms, and I expect to be making decisions on in the next few weeks about the actions on that." I love this. Well, what's going to happen, right? I guess is the big question. Then what's going to happen? Let's hear him. It says, oh, they have a full interview. Let's see what he says about this. Looks like we've got something going on here. Here we go.
This is at big technology companies.
Well, there's sort of a couple of lines being pursued. We have antitrust investigation of all the major internet platforms, or most of the major internet platforms, and that's very much underway. I expect to be making decisions in the next few weeks about actions on that.
Really? No. The show is called The Verdict.
As riots, vandalism, and even all-out autonomous zones combine with calls to defund the police, we sit down with the nation's top cop, Attorney General William Barr. This is Verdict with Ted Cruz. Welcome back to Verdict with Ted Cruz. I'm Michael Knowles. We will get to the Attorney General in just one second. But first, I want to thank all of you who have listened and watched the show. We've now hit over 10 million views. That is more than I think we thought was going to happen. So thank you so much. If you haven't already, please go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe. Now, we're in a new location today, not our usual studio. Senator, you have brought a friend. Thank you, Mr. Attorney General, for being here. You know, the news broke just moments ago that you will testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month. So we are honored that you would sit down with us first and very much appreciate it. I want to get right into this. Obviously, there's so much going on. And it occurs to me, we have a man who writes the laws. We have the man who enforces the laws. And we have popular calls for utter lawlessness in the country. How do we restore order?
Well, it's going to take both state and local government as well as federal government. The federal government is best positioned to address this kind of violence and lawlessness after it occurs, because we don't have FBI agents walking the beat. And in fact, when the real violence started around May 25th, 6th, and so forth, we started using our joint terrorist task forces around the country. There are 35 of them around the country. It involves all state and local in those jurisdictions and all the federal agencies. And it's the system we designed to follow terrorists. And now they are starting to go full bore, cranking out investigations, indictments against the people who were involved in this violence. So we've had scores of indictments already for such things as arson, destruction of federal property, things like that. We have right now about 500 investigations underway. So it's picking up pace, and we are committed to holding accountable the people who are engaged in this. But we still have to try to stop it before it happens, and that's where the burden is right now on state and local. And in many places, they're not stepping up to the plate. They're not doing their job.
So I know it's early, but how much indications are y'all seeing of coordination and planning rather than spontaneous acts of violence?
Right. We are seeing strong evidence of coordination in many of these violent episodes. Fundamentally, what you have here is you have demonstrators. Some of them go there with the intent of demonstrating, but you have a group of provocateurs and agitators, sometimes a significant group, that try to convert those into violent activity. And they seem to be very well coordinated when they show up. A number of them are associated with the movement called Antifa, but they go by various names, but frequently anarchistic. They want to tear down the country. They're different than many traditional groups, and frequently the signs of coordination and activity are very close to the event itself, so like the morning of or the day before, and things are very fast moving. But we definitely see signs out on the street of communication, of organization, of pre-planning, pre-positioning of things. So it's definitely organized activity.
Well, if you're calling in the terrorism task force, that means presumably that we're dealing with terrorism here. Okay. I know the president came out and said just a couple of days ago that this will not be tolerated on federal land. You cannot destroy federal property. And he's authorizing the government to go and hold people accountable. What will this mean in terms of a change of policy or an acceleration of a policy that was already in place?
Well, it's not a change in policy in the sense that we've always had the obligation as the federal government to protect federal facilities and federal landmarks and monuments and so forth. But now, because in some places the local police are not doing an adequate job, we're going to have to step up the federal effort to do that. And so there are two aspects to it. Obviously, we're going to prosecute. Right now, all the videos involved in the attack on the President Jackson's statute are being carefully reviewed, and we will go after people.
So if you attack a monument on federal property, you're going to get prosecuted.
That's right.
But it's good to hear.
Yeah. But we're also going to—
And the criminal statute has serious jail time. I mean, I think 10 years.
10 years, yep. And the other thing is we have to do a better job of trying to stop these groups before they are able to do damage to these monuments and statues.
It's fine to punish them afterward, but I think right. A lot of us would like the statues to remain up.
Right.
Well, and we're seeing a lot of local, whether it's mayors or police departments or governors that may agree with the political agenda of the rioters, standing by and allowing them to destroy, tear down monuments they don't like. And, you know, it started with Confederate war generals, but now they're tearing down or defacing Ulysses Grant. They're defacing Abraham Lincoln. Because, you know, Lincoln was a known Confederate.
Famously. They're going after St. Junipero Serra.
And Cervantes.
Yep, it's anarchy is what it is, and it's from people who are very ignorant, don't care about history at all. I imagine they looked at U.S. Grant's statue, didn't know who he really was, wasn't sure what side he was on. But of course,
old guy with a beard, he's got to be bad.
He's right. A terrible guy.
He was a great Republican president who did more for advancing the right of African Americans in this country probably than any single president. He crushed the Ku Klux Klan.
Crushed the Klan.
Yeah.
And I expect the protesters attacking him have no idea of that and don't care.
But guess what, Ted? He used federal troops to do it. He brought out the regular army. He brought out the regular army to protect the rights of freemen.
And he did that before in something called the Civil War. There were kind of a whole lot of federal troops.
Played an important role in that one, too. You know, on this point of enforcing the law and going after these people who were causing violence, the place that the president announced this policy was, as one might expect, on Twitter. And then Twitter censored the president's tweet. So the president said, we are going to enforce the law against people committing crimes. And Twitter said this violated the policy. I know, Senator, you have been talking about this kind of thing for years at this point. I think it ties into another question people are asking of the DOJ. What are we going to do about abuses at big technology companies?
Well, there's sort of a couple of lines being pursued. We have antitrust investigation of all the major internet platforms, or most of the major internet platforms, and that's very much underway. I expect to be making decisions in the next few weeks about actions on that. So I think during the summer we'll see some developments. But this issue of censorship is very troubling because our country was based, and the framers, as you know, believed in that the thing that would ultimately keep us free and keep a majority from oppressing a minority is a lot of diversity of voices out there in a robust marketplace. But these behemoths have gotten a vast, strong control over the expression of views and then public forum here in the United States. And they got there, and I've said this is the biggest bait and switch in history. They got there by saying, hey, we're going to be open to all views. Come join us because then you can have your view. So they built up this powerful network, very strong market power based on the representation that they were sort of open to all as a sort of a bulletin board. But then when they got that market power, now they're censoring views, just like the example you gave, and they're now censoring views, and so we're getting increasingly monolithic viewpoints being presented to the American people rather than the kind of robust debate. So one thing we're doing there is we're saying that Rule 230, which is a rule that gave immunity to companies for taking down things and didn't therefore convert them into a publisher where they'd be responsible for everything that appears on their site. We want to modify that so that they have to have clear terms of service. They have to show that what they took down they had reasonable grounds for saying it violated their terms of service, and they have to give notice and process to people whose content they take down. That's one of the things that we're proposing.
This is perfectly reasonable to me, and yet, Senator, I know when you've brought up Rule 230, people have harangued you for it and said this is absolutely not the right way to go and just leave Twitter alone and leave Google alone and let them control the flow of information around the internet.
Well, look, there's good news on this in that I think there's growing and even bipartisan frustration with big tech, that you've got a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires that are the new colossus, and they are – they behave as if they're untouchable. And let's use the Twitter example from this week. You don't have to go back very far. So the president of the United States sent out a tweet that if violent anarchists try to set up a lawless autonomous zone in Washington, D.C., that law enforcement will stop them. Twitter blocked that tweet.
Yeah.
And said it was abusive for the president to say, we're not going to let violent anarchists take over our capital. And this is, I assume, you've got a Silicon Valley billionaire on his yacht saying, no, silence, little one. And by the way, if they have the right to do that, if they can silence the president, if they can silence media outlets, what hope does an ordinary citizen have? I mean, look, the president at least has a pretty big megaphone, even if they do silence him.
True.
He doesn't have difficulty being heard. How about the rest of us?
Right.
And the absolute brazenness of it. Another example from this week. Google went after the Federalist, a conservative media outlet, called them up and said, okay, our problem, it's actually not with your content. They said, we're going to demonetize you. because there's some comments on your comment section that are objectionable. I don't know if they identified the comment.
So they're gonna take this news organization off of the advertising platform, which the advertising is what allows the news organization to exist. If you kick them off, you're bankrupting the news.
It is doing exactly that. It is sucking the oxygen out. And, you know, a quick perusal of liberal websites show a bunch of them have comment sites, and you can find all sorts of obnoxious and offensive comments on the liberal websites. They're not imposing that on them. And this is an interesting development, actually, for the DOJ investigation. One place you find comments is YouTube. Now, YouTube is a wholly owned subsidiary of Google. It's an incredibly profitable subsidiary of Google. I guarantee you can go right now today on YouTube, take a look at the comments, and you will find racist, you will find profane, you will find offensive comments all over YouTube.
And that's just what they write to us. That's just what they say about us. Imagine all the other videos.
And Google is not imposing those terms on its wholly owned YouTube, but is instead using it. And this is where the censorship and free speech issues intersect with antitrust laws, because they're a monopoly power imposing differential standards on their competitors than they are on their own wholly owned subsidiary.
And also, just think of the hypocrisy. The point that these big companies are saying is, look, we shouldn't be held responsible for third-party content on our website. So YouTube says, if people say things that are defamatory on our website, we shouldn't be held accountable for that, because it's good to have this kind of forum for people to come in. And yet when someone comes in on their website, they're saying, the rules that we want applied to us don't apply to you. You're responsible for what's on your comments section.
Right. It's hard to have those both at the
sure,
same time.
Of course.
You know, Senator, you mentioned the autonomous zone before. Mr. Attorney General, I would like to ask you about that, but perhaps I should instead ask the Secretary of State, because these zones in Seattle and in Washington, D.C., they've declared themselves fully autonomous, separate from the United States. As a legal matter, how does the DOJ look at such a claim?
Well, obviously, they're not separate from the United States. They're, a bunch of agitators who have planted themselves in the middle of Seattle and are bullying the people who live there and the businesses that are there. And the Seattle government is not protecting its people. It's not enforcing. It's not protecting the federal rights of those citizens.
Right. The police do not seem to be enforcing the law there. But, of course, this is another question that has come up on the show quite a bit. This matter of police reform, it's talked about from the question of police on the ground. I'd like to talk about it from a higher level, particularly in your role. When people talk about corruption in the DOJ, I am reminded of your predecessor, Loretta Lynch, who sat on a tarmac with Bill Clinton 3 days before Hillary Clinton was going to speak to the FBI. I am reminded of her predecessor, Eric Holder, who referred to himself as Barack Obama's wingman in 2013 while he was in office. I'm reminded of Loretta Lynch again, who wrote the description that James Comey used of Hillary Clinton's email server. How politicized was the DOJ before you got there?
Well, I think there were many examples of political decisions, but I think one of the things that's perplexed me about this is that we had one of the largest frauds and injustices in American history conducted during the 2016 election by the Justice Department and the FBI right in the center of it. And that was turning the law enforcement intelligence agencies of the government against an opponent's political campaign. That, as far as I know, has never happened before, and it's one of the ultimate dangers in a democratic republic like ours. And the things that I have been criticized for generally are coming in and trying to get to the bottom of that and hold accountable the people that were involved.
I know there was just a development on this over the past couple of days, too, in the case of Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn, who was entrapped when he was coming in as the National Security Advisor, and the DOJ turned over, I believe it was exculpatory, to use the phrase of Flynn's lawyer, memos from an anti-Trump official named Peter Strzok. Now a judge has told the other judge to drop the case. Where does this all stand?
Well, we moved to drop the prosecution of General Flynn because we had investigated that investigation and prosecutorial decision, and we had determined and felt that there was strong indications and evidence that the decision to move against Flynn was not bona fide, and that they didn't really have a basis for a counterintelligence investigation. And we just filed a document in court yesterday that hasn't been seen before. They're handwritten notes of the January 5th meeting in the White House between the president, the vice president, James Comey, and others. And in there, Comey, in response to a question from President Obama, seems to, I mean, he says, according to the notes, that the calls between Flynn and Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, appeared legitimate. So, just a few days later, they became the basis of a counterintelligence investigation.
That's how it started. And I'm going to leave Bill Barr here. I think you get the drift. He's going after people. Things are actually happening. It takes time. We understand it takes time. You know, we have a corruption case that was in Los Angeles where you have a city council member who has been investigated for months now, months. And he's considered part of this. It's a federal investigation. It's a deep one into Los Angeles and the criminal behavior of city government. And of course, that's Garcetti, isn't it? That's Garcetti down there. Another guy who likes to kneel and prostrate in front of the Antifa and Black Lives Matter folks. Anyway, we got a break coming up when we come back. Got more information coming at you. Maybe a little bit more information about that whole COVID virus thing. And maybe some of the aspirations of Gavin Newsom. You never know what's going to happen here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And here we go with the face mask saga. This is now Joe Biden jumps in. Biden says he would require Americans to wear coverings in public amid coronavirus case spike. Really? Isn't it amazing how we're all just being divided by this little issue? And of course, the operative word, of course, is the case spike in COVID virus, right? Here we go. This is what he's urging Americans to do. I guess we don't have that. We've got to tolerate the commercial that goes along with different things here. Yeah, whatever we got going on.
And sadly, we're going to have to do it without responsible leadership coming out of the White House. So it's up to us, all of us. We're going to have to wear masks. I have mine off because we're socially distanced and I'm standing in front of a microphone. I wear it everywhere I go. I step outside of my house.
Thanks, Joe. Okay. And, of course, how dangerous is it? And this is interesting. We're getting some other little side stories. Biden claims Trump's refusal to wear a mask is stoking deaths. Coronavirus face masks should be worn in public. The World Health Organization says in updated guidance, because that before they were saying they shouldn't be worn in public, but now we're doing this, right? We got to go along with the drift. Everybody's got to stoke fear and everybody's got to wear a mask. Shocking. Shocking. See what they're doing? That's exactly what they're doing. Okay, so this is a little side piece. I wanted to bring this up because we were talking to the Attorney General just a second ago. We were talking about him. Former U.S. Attorney General Flynn case was manipulated at the highest levels of Obama administration to go after Trump. That's kind of what we know already.
Newly unsealed notes by former FBI agent Peter Strzok now suggesting former President Obama and Joe Biden weighed in on the Michael Flynn case with the Russian ambassador back in 2017 in the Oval Office. This, as the handwritten note showed, former FBI Director Jim Comey, get this, downplaying Flynn's call, saying they, quote, appear legit with Kislyak of Russia. So could Flynn sue over malicious prosecution? And what else do we get from that conversation in those notes? Here to discuss it, former federal prosecutor, former U.S. attorney for Utah, Brett Tolman. Brett, does Michael Flynn first have a legal case?
Well, he certainly does. I mean, that's why there is an action called a Bivens action, and that is to go after a federal investigator that violates someone's constitutional rights. It's specific for that occasion, and I hope that he's looking at it strongly.
So what do you take from these notes that Strzok produced? First off, on the Comey comment, the conversations appear legit.
Well, you can tell that's the biggest reason why now we know that so much was withheld from General Flynn in the case. These weren't turned over when the investigation went forward or the prosecution. So now they discover it and they see that at the highest levels of the FBI, they indicate that the calls were legitimate. That should concern everyone that they still somehow found a way to manipulate a case and bring it when they deemed his underlying action as being legitimate.
So if Comey thinks they're legitimate, why would the investigation continue? You point to headquarters at the FBI.
Yeah, McCabe saves this case from being dismissed. And why does he do it? Because there is an absolute effort, call it a collusion, a conspiracy, whatever you want to say, that now we know goes as high as the vice president and the president, to not only withhold information about the investigation to the incoming president, but to go after an incoming president through their incoming national security advisor on an investigation that did not have a foundation to it. That was why they withheld this. That's why they continue to prosecute him, because they were doing what they could to try to prevent Donald Trump from getting into the Oval Office.
Brett, we also know the first person to bring up the Logan Act appears to be the then Vice President Joe Biden, so he can't duck this issue. Number two is President Obama. He wonders if he should keep intelligence from the incoming administration. And one of the two things we know he told President Trump, President-elect Trump, when he was touring around the White House, was North Korea is going to be your number one problem. And number two, essentially, look out for Michael Flynn's trouble. Why do you think he said that?
Yeah, I mean, think about that. The vice president has now been caught in a lie. Indicates he didn't know it, but he may have been the one to plant the seed of the Logan Act. And then you have the president of the United States in a vital conversation with the incoming president, who seems to be tipping his hand at the fact that something is going on with General Flynn. Does he want President Trump to be concerned about him? Is he trying to protect the fact that they've already launched an investigation they're not going to tell him about? It's concerning at that level, but it's concerning to me as a prosecutor that we would then see them utilize and manipulate FISA warrants, the Steele dossier, and everything that they did in their power to try to take down a sitting president.
Well, the Secretary of State's overseas saying the president's going to get impeached, former John Kerry's going to get impeached, don't worry about him, telling Iran, hold on, we'll get a new, he's not going to last 4 years, and if he does, he's going to be gone. Unbelievable, the undermining that took place. Brett Tolman, thanks so much.
Yep, unbelievable. And now, you see, now we're getting it all out there, and there's going to be prosecutions as a result of it. And other prosecutions, I learned something today about how far along they are in the antitrust situation, and that was because of Bill Barr being questioned. It's kind of interesting on this show that we listened to in the last block. He revealed so much. There's like real antitrust investigations going on into all the socials. That's just unbelievable. There's real antitrust investigations going. You know how monumental that is? I mean, this goes back to the railroad barons and Leland Stanford and Rockefeller. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. state.com. The news thing. The news. I don't want to get into the news thing. You know, the Wallace Bubba. Right. We don't want to do that. Netflix series shows doctors grapple with coronavirus pandemic. Oh my God! They're just glorifying all these people that are helping with all those people with the pandemic. You know, and again, I don't mind the glorification. It's very risky. I applaud them for all these people that are doing all this stuff and working with COVID patients. But once again, why is Gavin Newsom importing patients from Mexico? What do you think? That's what he's doing. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And of course, it really does explain. It really does explain why, guess what? The spiking that's going on. See, the real reason, I mean, if you want, you have to understand a little bit about how viruses behave. They have a life. They're very short-lived. They can, you know, be from endemic to epidemic to pandemic worldwide, that sort of thing. The common cold, which a COVID virus is a common cold, does get pandemic. And it can be charted. It can be followed by so-called cases. But what we've seen, of course, is something totally unreal. Totally unreal with the cases of the COVID virus. And it doesn't make a lot of biological sense. And what really doesn't make a lot of biological sense is the so-called spiking that we're seeing now. Well, now we're learning that the spiking is actually an artificial spiking. We're importing sick patients by the hundreds, by the thousands in the United States into our hospitals. And who's paying the bill? Us. It's another scam by the left. And boy, do they need a good scam, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to run for time right now. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. And the future is happening sooner than you might think, actually, which is kind of interesting, don't you think? Anyway, so stay with us. We got a lot more to come up. We're going to be listening to Scott Adams. Then we're going to be talking to people in, well, you know, in South Dakota because the president's going to be there. Mount Rushmore. And boy, some of the Indians are not happy, you know. Well, you know, bury my heart at Wounded Knee. Yeah, that group up there, the Lakota Sioux. Custer's Last Stand. A lot of history there. A lot of pain. A lot of pain by, a lot of people. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.